Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What is up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am excited today to be talking to the one and only Mr. Christopher Patilli. What is up, Chris?
What is going on, Grant Wise? How are you doing today, my friend?
Like a brick of gold.
Oh, that is very good. A brick of gold, huh?
Feel better than Conor McGregor does on his best day.
Oh, that was a low blow.
So, dude, what? I'm so excited to have you on. Hopefully, you can add some value to our real estate agents listening, loan officers listening, investors, whatever. But before we jump into that, why don't you tell everybody, you know, who is Christopher Patilli, man? Who are you? How did you get to where you are today?
Absolutely. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Christopher Patilli, aka your mortgage boss. I am a loan officer, branch manager here at Guaranteed Rate. I've been in the mortgage business now for 8 years. So started out a while ago, getting started, making acquaintances with real estate agents, trying to grow my business, and really was just getting to the point where I knew that this was the business that I wanted to be in for the rest of my life. And I think that's kind of a rarity to kind of know what you want to do so early on. You know, once I graduated college, I got right into sales, and then that led to mortgages. And then it all just clicked like that with the numbers, with working with clients, with partnering with real estate agents. And that kind of started my story. And you know, not only did it get me on my career path, which I love, it actually introduced me to my wife as well. So not only can I say that, you know, I love what I do every day, helping people find their dream home and get the best mortgage solution out there for it, but I got the chance to meet my beautiful wife as well. So it's been a long, crazy 8 years. I've been with, 4 to 5 different companies now. And I can finally say that I am at the company that I want to set my bags down and work the next, 20, 30 years of my life out in, which I think is going to be a fantastic ride, and I can't wait.
You're about to be a dad, right?
I am about to be a father. Yes, September 29th is the due date. We're going to have a little baby boy. I am very excited.
Is his name going to be Conor McGregor Patilli, or?
We were actually thinking just Connor for like the first name, and then maybe find something a little less Irish for like the middle name. You know,
well, you could call him like Connor Khabib Patilli. Would that work?
That's like a double negative. I don't think that would work with Khabib in there, but maybe like Connor Mayweather. You know, that's got a nice little ring to it.
You could call him like Pretty Boy McGregor Patilli.
Pretty Boy, I like that.
That's Floyd Mayweather's first character before he became Money Mayweather. He realized, for all you listening that are wanting to learn marketing, Floyd realized that like he wasn't building enough of a name and a reputation as Pretty Boy Floyd, and so he changed his whole persona to Floyd Money Mayweather. And he's like, if I'm not going to be the guy that everybody wants to see win, I'm going to be the guy that everybody wants to see lose. And he built his whole brand on that, which is pretty epic. But
absolutely,
I always tease Chris about Conor McGregor because he's a gigantic Conor McGregor fan. If you're listening to the podcast,
as you can see,
if you're listening to the podcast, you might not be able to see, like, there's this gigantic poster of Conor McGregor right behind Chris. So
it was actually painted for me by a client. So I actually went out to the first MMA fight in Brooklyn, New York, back, I think, in 2016 or 17. And one of my clients was actually an artist and knew I had a sick obsession with Conor. So actually painted this picture behind me, which is him holding up both championship belts.
That's you got to admit, like, I like how you just admitted that you have a sick obsession with Conor McGregor.
Is that okay to say that? So not like him as like, you know, a person, like him as like a mentality, a way of attacking a goal, you know, whether it be just putting it in work and grinding out 10 hours a day, not just, oh, I love Connor, you know?
The guy has built an iconic brand, which is, we talk about Pretty Boy Floyd or Money Mayweather, Conor McGregor, they've all built good brands. But you've done the same thing. You've built up a pretty pretty significant brand yourself there, kind of on a hyper-local level. How important would you say that, you know, building a brand has been to your success as a loan officer and creating relationships with realtor partners?
It has literally been the difference from getting by kind of, you know, not so much living paycheck to paycheck, but, you know, doing enough loans to be able to get by and be successful to the point where I feel I'm at now, that I'm overwhelmed with the influx of business that I have each day. And that's all because of branding. You know, I really had an epiphany, I guess you could say, about 3 to 4 years ago, to where everything kind of clicked in my mind for what I wanted to do, what my goal was, what my ideal client was. And once you actually write these things down and you can see it, then you start to ascertain those goals and you start checking boxes off and you start growing. And then you make an image, and then that image gets out there for the public to see. And then you start branding that image, and then you keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And for me, it started on social media. I do a Facebook Live post every Monday at 7 p.m. called Mortgage Monday. And I'm at episode, I think it's 84 right now. And, you know, this all started me kind of just joking around after work, you know, turned the phone camera on, went live on Facebook, and wound up getting a deal right then and there. And it was actually speaking to you that, you know, you were able to kind of mold that, you know, me just joking around into a brand, into a game plan, to then almost make a platform, you know, on Facebook to kind of get my message out. I'm here to educate homebuyers. That's something I'm very passionate about and something that I love doing. So without that brand, I would just be doing what I do, but on such a minute level that, you know, all of the people out there wouldn't know about Chris Patilli. You know, my office is in Newark, Delaware. Some people haven't even heard of the state of Delaware. So being able to kind of obtain that audience, you know, wouldn't be possible without Facebook and, you know, social media platforms.
That's awesome. I think you mentioned earlier too that you've been with a few companies, you know, trying to find the right fit for, you know, who you were, what type of business you wanted to build, so on and so forth. And one of the things that I noticed watching you in the last couple of years is that building a really prominent brand can sustain you in transition periods where you're trying to kind of figure some of those, you know, where your, like, you know, power position really is. Because you went from a company to a company to a company, and you made some quick changes, and I understand why you made them. But how important do you think having that brand that you had built was to the success of not just switching companies and going under and losing momentum? Like, you were able to maintain a lot of that momentum through those periods.
To be honest with you, Grant, that was my biggest fear. You know, my biggest fear, anytime when there's a transition, there's going to be fallout. There's going to be people that aren't going to agree with your decision for whatever the reason is. Maybe they've had a bad doing with that company. Maybe they don't like people that jump around, whatever the case may be. I think the platform that I've built and kind of the following that I've developed as well helped me with that transition, because I was very vocal about why I was making these changes. It wasn't just like, oh, hey, my email address is different now, you know, reach out to me over here. It was, hey, look, I've noticed some things within this company that are not the right fit for my client moving forward. Maybe it worked in the beginning. Things obviously change every day. You can't do anything about that. But being able to, you know, realize market trends, realize that, hey, I may be able to be more effective over here than I am right here, and being able to vocalize that and video that and kind of show my following, hey, look, you know, everything happens for a reason. And granted, I wouldn't be where I am today at Guaranteed Rate without me being at those other companies and having to leave one and then start my own branch and, you know, running through that process for a year to find out that, hey, that just didn't fit my mold. It didn't fit Chris Patilli, because I'm all about my client. You know, I want the best service. I want the best pricing. I want the best technology. These are all things that are going to make the process seamless and more easy for that client. So that's obviously where I'm going to be. I want to align myself you know, with all of these traits that are going to help the loan process. If I didn't have social media, I feel like, you know, unless I'm banging out 100 phone calls, people really wouldn't know. So that was able for me to get out there and almost do like a public message coming out and saying, look, I made this change, here's why, and it's only going to benefit you.
Yeah, and that's great. Like, you get to take people on your journey, which is what we really connect with, is those authentic stories. And, you know, that's a really intimate experience that's created for everybody involved. And people love, you know, people love connecting with the journey. It's how, you know, it's how writers write every single movie that exists. It's the hero's two journeys, right? We're always out. We start out, you know, on the journey of accomplishment. But what people end up falling in love with is your journey of transformation. So being able to tell that story along the way is really what gets people to fall in love with who you are and what you do. Because you said something there a second ago. You said, I want to make sure I give the best rates, the best service, the best whatever, right? I've stood in, I don't know how many different meetings at this point, 200 plus realtor meetings where loan officers sponsored the meeting. And every loan officer that I know gets up and they say exactly what you just said. We have the best rates. We have the best service. We close on time, whatever, 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 which is a very like crappy story, to be quite frank. So those things I think are super expected. What you're saying is that you saw such a difference in the way that you were able to connect with your audience, just telling your story, even if it was an uncomfortable one to share, the authenticity that was created for your clients and your friends and your family, so on and so forth, is really what, you know, made people fall in love with you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. You know, to me, it's not always about the best rates, and it's not always about, oh, you have this product or that product. Being real, being a human being, I think is more of a selling point than anything else. Obviously, I want to align myself having the best product, having the best service and rates, but the big thing is me. I mean, you know, you talk about watching my transformation. It hasn't been easy. I mean, everybody wants to see, oh, it's just, it's perfect. It's rainbows. It's Conor McGregor. We're drinking whiskey. It's not always that fun. And it's not always that sexy. You know, there are times where, yeah, you know, it's hard going through a transition, you know, dealing with fallout of clients, having to deal with, you know, old employers being upset that you're leaving. There's a lot of, you know, unfun things that go into it. And I try to showcase that in Mortgage Monday too, because I don't want everybody to think, oh, look at Chris. He's just so clean and polished and everything's great. And he's loving life and he's having a baby. And, you know, he's basically Conor McGregor in like a mortgage person's body, you know, that's not what it's all about. Like, it's about the hardship. And I think you can't get to that positive level without showcasing the hardship as well. You know, and that's why I think people like doing business with me, because they know I'm real. You know, I'll be the first one to tell you, hey, look, I have bad news. We're going to need to postpone this for X, Y, and Z. But the good news is we were able to fix X, Y, and Z so that we can get your loan closed and that there isn't any problem. So communication is huge. And, you know, that all goes into, you know, transforming as a person, because obviously I wasn't on this level 8 years ago when I got out of college. And, you know, I knew there was 30-year interest rates at 4% somewhere. Didn't know what type of loan product that was. But, you know, seeing that transformation for me is actually pretty special as well. And the fact that I've been recording it for the last 4 years is something pretty neat, because I can go back and say, hey, maybe I should do that different. Or maybe I can use that video to target this client. So it's definitely been a growth process, and I love it.
How has all of this helped you build better relationships with realtor partners?
So it takes it from cold calling, let's say, you know, picking up the phone saying, hi, my name's Chris Battilli. I am a branch manager here at Guaranteed Rate. Would you like to meet up sometime to grab coffee? We have really low rates and my service is top notch. It goes from that conversation, which nobody wants to hear, to, you know, hey, look, my name's Chris Battilli. I'm sure you've seen me around. I have a pretty good social media following. Oh yeah, Chris, I've heard of you. I caught your Mortgage Monday last week. You were talking about, you know, how refinancing could help a client save money. Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. It builds that relationship without, you know, breaking the ice. Like, that is the icebreaker. Having the brand, having the image, having the presence breaks the ice before that even happened. My social media following has allowed me to get more realtor meetings and more, you know, introductions with brokerages and in with certain people that have helped, you know, just sincerely grow my business to when I wouldn't have had that if I didn't have that brand. And granted, you know, I try to teach loan officers as well, you know, you need to find your niche, whatever it is. Maybe it's VA loans. Maybe you do reverse mortgages. Maybe you're the FHA king. That's great. Get that niche, find it, talk about it. Let people know, hey, this is my wheelhouse. This is what I love doing. This is what I'm good at. I know everything there is to know about an FHA streamline or whatever the case may be. And then people will start following you from that. Somebody will say, oh yeah, I know Chris is great with first-time homebuyers. Let me give him a call real quick and try to, you know, see if he can help me out. It's gone from me going to lunch meetings to people requesting to work with me. And kind of seeing that paradigm shift is probably one of the most satisfying feelings that I've ever gotten in this business, because I've been on that other end of the table. I used to have like a $150 Starbucks bill a week taking out people for coffee. And it's just, unless you're able to really build that rapport within those 15 to 20 minutes before it gets awkward, you're just really not doing yourself a service. You know, you want people to know a little bit about you. And in Delaware, everybody knows everything about everybody. So that's a good thing and it's a bad thing. But when you have a positive brand behind it, it's only going to help. And it's going to help you get that growth that you want and need at such a quicker pace.
That's a lot of really good advice packaged up there in a couple minutes. I appreciate that. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you caught some of the nuggets that were brought right then. But if not, I'm gonna kind of position this. I know we're kind of winding down here, but let's say I'm a real estate agent and I'm like, all right, Chris, I want to take your advice. What should I do? So just give me like one, two, three. Like, what did you do to start to get to where you are now? So it seems really simple to me. You launched a show, talked about your life, and you added value to your people. But let's hear it from you. Like, give us the 1, 2, 3. What did you do to build a brand? And if I'm a realtor listening to this, could I do the same thing?
The first thing you have to do, which is the hardest, it's get out of your comfort zone. You know, I may feel comfortable now on video, but I'm normally slow to start out. You know, sometimes I'm a little rusty when I first jump on and then I get going. But the best thing that I can recommend, if you're a real estate agent, a loan officer, investor starting out, pick up the phone and start shooting yourself on video. Send it to your wife, send it to your family, send it to your kid. Shoot a video and just get it out there. Look at it, critique yourself. Watch a lot of YouTube videos on how others do video. To me, video has changed my business, period. If I could say one thing on how to get to that next level, implement video, whether it's to your clients, whether it's to gaining a new audience or following, or, you know, whether it's just putting videos out there on social media, you know, you're going to get such a larger view by doing that than you would for anything else. I mean, the key to being successful in sales to me is, number one, people have to like you, they have to trust you. But number two, they have to know about you. Unless you're door knocking or cold calling, how else are people knowing your name? Are you going to networking events? Are you doing face-to-face, passing out business cards? All of that is good, but video is going to take it to the next level. So if you're starting out, pick up that camera. I literally went on Amazon and got a Logitech HD 1080p camera for $99, which I still use now. And, you know, that's what I started doing. I started shooting videos. I started putting out content, adding value. You know, you talk about steps. You want people to know you, and then you need to give them a reason why they want to work with you. You know, we talk about adding value, but what does that look like? So for me, I add value to my real estate partners, open houses, right? How many real estate agents out there do an open house on the weekend and have ever gotten 7 families to come through at one time? I bet a lot of you have. But have you ever had a loan officer there with you that's able to show them the house, that's able to answer some of their questions and kind of just be a partner to you during that 2 hours? I've been at open houses where nobody shows up and then we're able to just sit there and kind of talk for 2 hours and build a relationship. So adding value is definitely big. Maybe it's not open houses. Maybe it's co-marketing, you know? Maybe you're doing flyers together. Maybe you're running Facebook ads. There's so many different things that you can do. But one thing that I've always been founded off of is you need to give before you get. And, you know, each person out there has a different hot button. They have a different need that someone could satisfy. You know, maybe it's just, hey, I want you to show up to when I sign the contract with somebody so they feel comfortable that their loan officer's there. Well, maybe it's whatever it may be. But when you find that for that other person and you can fulfill that, you're doing something for them where the knee-jerk reaction is, let me do something for you. And I think that has been really big in my business because I've talked to real estate agents where they're like, I've given that lender 10 deals and I haven't gotten one yet. And you're like, oh my God, 10 deals? If you gave me 10 deals, I'd be buying you lunch every day of the week. You know, so I think it's give and take. But I mean, to me, those are my two hot things. Videos, and you got to give before you can get. Add that value.
Love it, love it, love it. So what he says, guys, recap. Get out of your comfort zone. Step one, this homeboy showed up in a bright red suit to the last event that I saw him at, jumped up on stage, and we caught some of the most magical pictures of this guy in his element that I'll definitely make sure that we try to post with this podcast episode.
I appreciate that.
Pick up your camera and just start using it. No matter how uncomfortable you get, just start with family, start with friends, whatever you can do to just start and do it more and more, you'll get better and better. Three, add value, and not just add value, but find unique ways to add value. Not, you know, the way that everybody else does it by telling them that you can do this and this and this for them. Nobody cares. And quite frankly, nobody expects it. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, give more than you get. Give before you get, which is a really great mentality to have. There's a lot of great books that teach this. You've got The Thank You Economy by Gary Vaynerchuk. You have book after book after book after book about how you can give value and the psychological aspects, the law of reciprocity, those types of things that kick in when you do that. And Chris, thanks so much for dropping by the podcast today. I got a ton of value from it. I had to find something to write with, but I ended up grabbing some notes just on an envelope. So I appreciate what I learned from you here today. Hopefully everybody else did. If somebody wanted to connect with you, maybe ask you more questions or see, you know, how else that they could, you know, learn from you, what would be the best way for somebody to connect with you?
So normally the easiest way, of course, is on Facebook. You can find my personal page, just Christopher Patilli. You guys can find my business page, Christopher Patilli at Guaranteed Rate. I try to do a lot of Instagram videos as well at I am Christopher Patilli. That's always good. Obviously, you guys can hit me up on my phone, 302-229-7124. You know, I am accessible any way possible. I'm always here to answer questions, even if it's just a little thing. Hey, Chris, can you help me with this? And even if you're a loan officer asking a question, I got a bunch of LOs out there that just reach out to kind of run things off of me. So I am an open book and I am here to help.
Awesome. You guys reach out to him. We'll make sure that we link everything up in the show notes so that way you can connect with him. As always, thank you for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.